Welcome back, Dakota Territory. The Journey Dakota Trails and Tales continues. And, I mean, just following up on that last segment, they make sustainable aviation fuel by blending CO2 with hydrogen. What is water? Two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen. There's no rocket science behind this. No aviation science either, apparently. That's beside the point. High Plains Apache continuing to be a force when it comes to maintaining control over weeds and insects. We'll call them pests. Or possibly some fertilizer application. Apache sprayer technology is leading the way in getting it done. And what's happening at High Plains Apache is service second to none. Get more details by stopping in the store, obviously. That's always best. But you can go to the website as well, highplainsapache.com. And also Greg Hager, his country roots and the songs that he inspires will keep this nation in boots. That's vitally important for what we're talking about because it's going to get deep in here, folks. No, that's not the real reason. You show somebody wearing boots, I'll show you somebody that's productive and making things happen. Greg Hager brings all of that to life by writing his own songs and performing for you. Get an album or find out the tour schedule. Better yet, have him come to one of your events, greghager.com. Earlier this morning, I did Wednesday morning, I do a live one-hour show with Kim Munson on KLZ in Denver, Colorado. Kim Munson has become a dear friend over the last couple of years. I've joined her every Wednesday on the air. And today, as a direct result of what happened with our votes by the senators, including all senators in the listening area here, mine in Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, all voted to send money to the criminal element of Israel and the Ukraine. Your and my kids' money. What, $91 billion? And I say the criminal element of Israel, and people are like, oh, no, that's the Holy Land. I understand, and I believe that Israel is the Holy Land. Jerusalem is the Holy Land. No doubt about that. But what has happened is that the evil forces have hijacked Israel. And the Netanyahu bunch is not representing the God-fearing people that is spoke of in the Bible. They're present. There's no doubt about it. But that's why. How come nobody has stopped to ask, why is it that Israel eliminated medical sovereignty and forced everybody to be jabbed? I'll tell you why. I'm talking about COVID jabbing, which is not a vaccine. I'll tell you why. They wanted to bring about harm and genocide to the true Jews of Israel. That's exactly what took place. And for us to continue to spend my money, my kids, my grandkids, assuming I'll have some one day, and your kids and your grandkids' money, when we currently owe $104,000 per breathing person in the United States, legal breathing person in the United States, $104,000, and this little vote, yes, yesterday, cost an additional $1,300 per household. When do we say enough? When do we get our belly full and say enough? And part of me knows that that's the intent, is to get people like me and you so riled up that we take action in our own hands. My action is my voice, getting louder and louder until it captures the attention of more people, and more people drop the hammer and say, no, Senator Thune, no, Senator Rounds, no, Senator Fisher, no, Senator Ricketts, no, Senator Hoeven, no, Senator Kramer will not take this lying down. You're not looking out for our best interests. We, the people, have spoken. You've chosen to ignore us. We will get loud. A to Z, no GPS technology, the Journey, Dakota, Trails and Tales. See you tomorrow.